25 after the hour, 7725, full lines, great guest, Friday morning, the 1st of July, in the cast, 630 KHLB Weather Center weather, 84 the high, 58 tonight, much the same thing on Saturday, shot at rain, we're talking about Scientology. Arnie, I know you have to go, I know you have an important thing to do this weekend. We will, I know, speak again, and I'd love to meet you. 25 after the hour, 7725, full lines, great guest sometime. You were terrific to do this. In this last segment with you and Michael, what is the inner secret? Friday morning, the 1st of July, in the cast, 630 KHLB Weather Center weather, 84 the high, 58 secret. The ultimate secret that is hidden from people. Wallersheim used to tell me some stuff.
Oh, okay.
At night, much the same thing on Saturday.
At the end, you find out that Hubbard is God.
Yeah. Shot at rain. We're talking about Scientology. Arnie, I know you have to go. I know you have an important thing to do this weekend. Yeah.
You don't believe me.
No, I do.
But that is what you find out. Peter, I have to thank you. I have to run.
I will, I know, speak again, and I'd love to meet you sometime. You were terrific to do this. In this last segment with you and Michael, thank you so much.
I have to say hello to my buddy Phil. I promised I'd say hi to him in Fort Collins, Colorado.
You got a deal.
And
what is the inner secret, the ultimate secret?
I'd like to thank you for having me on the air this morning and giving me the opportunity to expose the king of...
That is hidden from people. Wallersheim used to tell me some stuff.
The king of con men, L. Ron Hubbard's scam called Scientology.
I hope we meet. Thanks, man.
Take care.
All right, Michael, you're still with us.
Well, at the end, you find out that Hubbard is God.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Arnie.
Yeah, he's gone. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't want to take
great.
Let's get some calls in here with you, okay?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't believe me.
No. Sure, I'll take some calls.
All right. This is Steve in Franklin. I do.
But that,
Steve, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. This is what you find out. Peter, I have to thank you. I have to run.
Steve? You're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, Peter. Longtime fan.
Thanks, man.
Earlier, he was saying that when given the chance, he would...
thank you so much.
I have to say hello to my buddy Phil.
Influenced Tom Cruise to be out of the...
I promised I'd say hi to him in Fort Collins.
...system within 6 months or so. I was wondering a couple examples of issues he would address to do...
Colorado.
You got a deal.
And I'd like to thank you for having me on the air this...
Yeah.
Arnie's gone. Michael, if you were...
...morning and giving me the opportunity...
...going to confront a Scientologist in terms of...
...to expose that we're the king of...
...biting back, if you would, on brainwashing. What would you say?
Right. I've actually given this particular subject a lot of thought.
The king of con men, L. Ron Hubbard's scam called Scientology.
I hope we meet. Thanks, man.
And one thing that... I know from when I was in, I was so brainwashed and caught up with the...
Take care.
All right, Michael, you're still with us.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Arnie. You know, the cosmology and all the minutiae of what Scientology teaches you that I wouldn't, Arnie.
Yeah, he's gone. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't want to take let's get some calls in here with you, okay?
All right. I've listened to somebody who tried to tell me about Xenu or... someone who tried to tell me about some of these more fantastic things. Sure, I'll take some calls.
All right, this is Steve in Franktown. Steve, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. I simply would have self-censored it away so that I wouldn't allow people to talk to me about it. And that is one thing.
You're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, Peter, longtime fan.
Thanks, man.
Earlier, he was saying that
one thing that happens is when you get into Scientology, you become self-censoring. You refuse to listen to anybody who has something other than the...
Given the chance, he would...
...party line that Scientology gives out. So it's actually a very kind of, to me, a difficult problem. The thing that I would do in terms of getting... trying to get someone who's in Scientology, like Tom Cruise, out, is to focus in on the lies of it or the fraud of it, not... the silly beliefs, but the actual things that are damaging, the actual betrayal that occurs. And one of the things that I found that really led to my final break with Scientology was finding out that the way Hubbard died was completely contrary to all the ideals and all the rosy pictures he had painted about what, you know, someone who has achieved the top level of Scientology is like or could expect to be or the kind of powers they'd expect to have. Hubbard painted this picture that top-level people who had done the whole Scientology route would be powerful. They would have cause over time. They could do things with their mind, such as telepathy or telekinesis, those kinds of things. And that they, you know, he said, the spirit alone can save or heal the body. So you have this idea that a person who's gone all the way through Scientology
influenced Tom Cruise to be out of the system within 6 months or so
is this magnificent being. But Hubbard himself died, and, you know, I can quote from the coroner's report. He died with a Howard.
I was wondering a couple examples of issues he would address to do that.
Arnie's
issues like long, unkempt nails, long, unkempt toenails. He died of a stroke. He had a psychiatric drug called Zisterol in his body at the time he died. So this was like completely contrary to the ideals and the imagination.
John, Michael, if you were going to confront a Scientologist in terms of biting back, if you would, on brainwashing.
Very picture of this Superman where Hubbard himself, the Scientologist, the person that you would expect to have exemplified all these things.
What would you say?
Right. I've actually given those that they say Scientology can give you. He died under an assumed name in a house far away from his family's particular subject, a lot of thought, and his friends basically raving of a stroke with a psychiatric drug in his body. This is, and one thing that completely contrary to anything Scientology. I know from when I was in, he teaches.
Are there not people, Michael, right now, by the way, there's a promo running for War of the Worlds.
I was so brainwashed.
Are there people not right now that still believe that?
And caught up with the.
Hubbard is alive and he isn't dead.
There are some people, I think that. Probably not too many. It's pretty well documented. You know, the cosmology and all the minutiae of what science had.
Back to the caller.
So you pretty much have to educate yourself to really know.
What he teaches you that I wouldn't have listened to somebody who tried to tell me
what you're going to address. So what's a good source for a layman like myself to really get up to
about Xenu or
speed with Scientology?
Someone who tried to tell me about some of these.
Steve, why are you asking this stuff? I'm serious.
Well, just, you know, I'm interested in
fantastic things.
I don't even know anybody in Scientology.
Okay.
I simply would have self-censored.
But, you know, you just hear things over TV and you hear a talk show like this once.
Get away so that I wouldn't allow people to talk to me about it.
For a while, and so I really don't know that much about it other than.
The book, I mean, a lot of the stuff's on the Internet now.
And that is one thing that happens is when you get into Scientology.
The book that I read, Mike, to Michael, Do You Like a Piece of Blue Sky?
I believe become self-censoring. I've read that. I kind of get them all confused to listen to anybody held it together after reading so much of it.
What would you recommend, Michael, this caller or anybody listening read?
Who has something other than the party line that Scientology gives out. So, I would recommend they go either to Arnie's site, which is lermanet.com. A very kind of, to me, a difficult problem. They go to Xenonet, XENU.net.
Steve, I'm sorry. Steve, did you hear that?
The thing that I would do in terms of getting...
I caught Xenonet.
Trying to get someone who's in Scientology, like Tom Cruise, out.
What's the first one?
Lermanet.
Lermanet.
LERMANET.com. Is to focus in on the lies of it, or the fraud.
Okay.
All right, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, all right. Michael, hang on. We have one line open, 303-713-8255.
Odd of it, not the silly beliefs, but the actual things that are damaging.
K-HOW Radio. I'm Peter Boyles. It's 7:31:29 before the hour. Talking about Scientology. It's getting
betrayal that occurs. And one of the things that I found that...
Much attention right now. What's the truth? Hang on. It's K-HOW. Friday morning, first morning.
It really led to my final
by KHOW Radio with Peter Boyles on the
break with Scientology was finding out that the way Hubbard...
I'm with us. Former Scientologist Michael Tilsey is with us. Let's go to the phones. This is...
...died was completely...
Kevin on a cell. Kevin, you're on the show.
...contrary to all the...
Oh, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. Sorry, Peter. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, it's funny that the thing that brought this...
...ideals and all the rosy pictures he had painted about what, you know, some...
...is his interview with Matt Lauer, and for as bizarre as I know Scientology is, I happen to agree with them on the psychology and the psychiatry stuff.
...who has achieved the top level of Scientology is like, or could...
...although maybe my basis for my beliefs isn't the same as his.
You believe psychiatry kills.
I believe
expect to be, or the kind of powers they expect to have. Hubbard painted this picture that top level...
I believe that it's a pseudoscience, it's not exact, and so, that I believe that
right,
in
so,
a lot of cases
and
it does more damage.
People who had done the whole Scientology route would be...
Then good.
Okay, and your educational background?
Powerful, they would have...
Just a lot of experience with it and watching people go through the drug shifts and...
cause over time. They could do things with their mind, such as telepathy.
Asking a lot of questions where, you know, they say chemical imbalance and actually what they're taking tests on after they they pump a kid full...
Telekinesis, those kinds of things. And that they, you know, he said the spirit alone...
The drugs is they're testing the chemicals that they put into them
pumping,
while there was
pumping a
previously
kid
no imbalance.
All right. Who pumped you full of drugs, Kevin?
Nobody.
Right.
It was,
can save or heal the body. So you have this idea that a person who's gone all the way through Scientology...
It wasn't me.
All right. Well, I'm here to tell you that psychiatry cures.
Well, there's...
Is this magnificent being? But
a man's opinion, if it worked for
well,
you...
Well, no,
wait. Hubbard himself died, and, you know, I can quote from the coroner's report.
Rare situation.
Hey, Kevin, hang on just a second.
He died with a Howard Hughes-like long, unkempt nails, mm-hmm. long, unkempt toenails.
Do you know the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist?
Yes.
All right, what is it?
A psychiatrist is supposedly a doctor and could prescribe medicine
He died of a stroke. He had a psychiatric drug called Zisterol in his body.
Not supposedly.
They're working on the opera. On the
Hang on.
But
not supposedly.
Physiological.
Not supposedly.
At the time he died. So this is like...
Supposedly, yeah.
No, they're not. Not
completely contrary to the ideals and the imagine.
Supposedly, a psychiatrist has graduated from medical school and passed all the exams. So he's he or
she. Picture of this Superman, where Hubbard himself, the Scientologist, the person that you would expect to have exemplified all these things.
He is a physician.
Right.
Okay.
It's still operating on a lot of unproven assumptions or assumptions.
For instance, give me
a change.
Kevin,
that they say Scientology can give you. He died under an assumed.
Okay, give me the unproven assumption.
Again, like ADHD, they say that's something they could diagnose, although there's no physiological.
In a house far away from his family and his friends, basically raving of a stroke.
Symptoms, they do it just based on, you know, symptoms or behavior.
You can't, can you see depression?
I'm sorry?
A psychiatric drug in his body. This is completely contrary to anything Scientology teaches.
Are there not people, Michael, right? Can you see anxiety? Can you see it?
You can see.
Now, by the way, there's a promo.
But maybe symptoms that would be associated.
For War of the Worlds. Are there people not right now that still believe that Hubbard is alive and he isn't dead?
With
I
it,
see. So then you would agree then there are symptoms of a disease you can't see.
And there could be symptoms of a disease that could...
There are some people, I think that. Probably not too many. It's pretty well documented. He's
something else entirely, which is why
Kevin, Kevin, hang on. There is, because of a guest, back to the caller.
So you pretty much have to educate yourself to really know.
You call back in the next hour, and you and I will have this conversation. Let's go to Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Mike.
What you're going to address. So what's a good source for a layman like myself to really get up to?
Yeah. I've been interested in this thing, well, for a lot of years, but more from the
Scientology
perspective of propaganda and manipulation.
Steve, why are you asking this stuff? I'm serious.
Well, just, you know, I'm interested
up, and why Scientologists did in, I don't so dangerous is because of their inroads in Hollywood and Hollywood's ability to affect the world.
I don't know anybody in Scientology, but, you know, you just hear things over TV.
Way, you know, people think on a mass scale.
And you hear a talk show like this once.
Could you comment on a couple of others? Did you see
a while and so I really don't know that much about it other than
the book. I mean,
show Jim Carrey.
Yes, I did actually.
Did you?
The stuff's on the internet now. Please
notice in Jim Carrey's apartment when he comes in the beginning of the.
The book that I read, Mike, to Michael. Do you like A Piece of Blue Sky?
I believe
the movie Over the Fireplace is a huge picture of a volcano.
No, I didn't notice that. I've read that. I kind of get them all melded together after reading so much of it.
What would you recommend, Michael?
Did you this
caller or anybody listening read?
General theme? Would you say that the general theme of that movie would be at least sympathy?
I would recommend they go either to Arnie's site, which is LermaNet,
to Scientology Perspective.
.com. Absolutely. Tori Chrisman, who was, where they go to Xenonet, XENU.net, in Scientology for 30 years. And
Steve, I'm sorry, Steve, did you hear that?
Actually was much higher up in it than I was.
I caught Xenonet
was, says explicitly, Scientology is a Truman Show.
What was the first one?
LermaNet. L-E-R-M-A. When you're inside of it, net.com. You cannot see.
Okay.
All right, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
That it is a false, manipulated environment.
All right. Michael, hang on. We have one line open, 303-713.
And you are only seeing what you...
8255.
...being shown.
Al Radio. I'm Peter Boyles. It's 7...
I really picked in on this. If you ever get a chance, rent it.
31-29 before the hour. Talking about...
And there's a tremendous picture of
Scientology. It's getting small. What was the movie that much attention right now? What's the Travolta made, and he played the evil that and the truth. Hang on, it's K-How. Friday morning, first morning of July, K-How Radio with Peter Boyles on the left.
Oh, Battlefield Earth.
Yes.
Terrible movie.
But isn't Battlefield Earth a Ron Hubbard novel?
Yes.
All right, explain to the audience, fine with us. Former Scientologist Michael Tilsey is with us. Let's go to the phones. This is Kevin on a cell. Kevin, you're on the show. Tommy, you hang on for a second.
Okay.
Battlefield Earth was this one of the great flops, maybe one of the few flops Travolta has ever had. Joe, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Peter. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, it's funny that the thing that brought this up was his interview with Matt Lauer.
But it's the Scientology story, isn't it?
It is. Kind of an analog to the Scientology story. It is.
And for as bizarre as I know Scientology is, I happen to agree with them on the psychology and the psychiatry stuff.
Directly, but he certainly throws in a lot of catchphrases.
Although maybe my basis for my belief is,
for instance, the aliens, the evil aliens are cyclos.
Is the same as his.
You believe psychiatry kills.
I believe,
which of course equates to psychiatrist or psych.
That I believe that it's a pseudo.
Absolutely.
So
it's not exact, and so, I believe that
right,
in
so,
a lot of cases
and,
it does more damage.
Definitely written around
and good.
Okay, and your educational background.
Story to
just a
depopularize and demonize psychiatrists.
I've experienced with it and watching people go through the drug shifts and.
One of the things that's very
asking a lot of questions where, you know, they say
interesting is getting off
the chemical imbalance
into this thing of talking about psychiatry instead of talking about science
and actually what they're taking tests on after they pump a kid full
Scientology.
Right.
We're talking about
the drugs is they're testing the chemical
Scientology. We're talking about
what they put into them
pumping,
while there was
pumping.
Dangers of Scientology and the evils and dangers
being
previously no imbalance.
All right. Who pumped you full of drugs, Kevin?
Nobody.
Right.
It was because they lie to you.
It wasn't me.
Right. Well,
but they don't tell you what's going
on. I'm here to tell you that psychiatry cures.
They don't tell you how Hubbard died, for instance. They don't tell you that Hubbard
was.
Well, there's one man's opinion. If it worked for you,
you're
a bigamist. They don't tell you that Hubbard was a lifelong drug user They don't tell you that he was removed from every command he had.
Situation.
Hey, Kevin, hang on just a second. Do you know the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist?
He was in the Navy.
Yes.
All right, what is it?
Just so many things that they don't tell you that makes Scientology a complete fraud. From the
psychiatrist is supposedly a doctor and could prescribe medicine because they're working on the
get-go. It doesn't matter what their silly beliefs are.
Another movie I'd like you to comment on just briefly that has a...
Physiological.
Not supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah.
No, they're not. Not supposedly. A psychiatrist has...
Blur theme, Matrix.
Right. Actually, a lot of...
Graduated from medical school and...
Scientologists liked the Matrix because they thought it...
Passed all the exams. So he or she is a physician.
Right.
Okay.
And still operating on...
Seemed to be kind of the... Part of the mindset,
a lot of unproven assumptions or assumptions
of Scientologists is that way, way back in the past,
give me the unproven assumption.
They
all as spiritual beings created this universe and that this universe...
That's something they could diagnose. All
this is kind of an imaginary...
Well, there's no physiological... symptoms. They do it just based on symptoms or...
It's an imaginary reality. It doesn't have any factual substance to it.
Vanilla behavior.
Can you see the
sky? Another Tom Cruise movie.
Depression.
I'm sorry.
Can you see anxiety? Can you see it?
Yes, very like that.
Here's one, and
you can see.
When I saw Vanilla Sky, and I saw it on HBO.
But maybe symptoms that would be associated with
it. I see. So then you would agree then there are immediately thought of Scientology.
Exactly. My point...
Symptoms of a disease you can't...
Here is that even though these people aren't...
see.
And there could be symptoms of a disease that could be something else entirely, which is why...
be card-carrying members that somehow they are associated or for some reason...
Kevin,
they are... promoting the same conditioning.
Kevin, hang on. Because of a guest, why don't you call back in the next hour and...
Ideas. Here's one, and there's a lot of...
I will have this conversation.
...going around, and as you know even the Nazis...
Let's go to Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Michael. I've been interested in this thing. Once they took over, they started persecuting and having wars with other... occult, well, for a lot of years, but more from the underground groups, some secret perspective of propaganda and manipulation and stuff, and why Scientology forms the Masons, Rudolf Steiner, that type of thing. And then so dangerous is because these type of wars go on with inroads in Hollywood, and Hollywood's ability to affect the way, people think on a middle of time. There's a lot of rumors going around, and maybe that's all they are, but when Kubrick's scale made Eyes Wide Shut, could you comment on a couple of others? Do you know if Kubrick was involved in Scientology at all? The Truman Show, Jim Carrey?
I don't think that he was. Yes, I did, actually.
Did you?
I've never heard that he was.
Notice in Jim Carrey's apartment when he comes in the beginning of the...
Involved in Scientology.
And that was a lame movie. After all the hype in a
movie, over the fireplace is a huge picture of a volcano.
That's on the cover of Time magazine.
You thought Eyes Wide Shut was lame?
No, I didn't notice that.
Did you? Really?
I thought it was lame. I mean,
the general theme. Would you
thought it had absolutely?
Would you say that the general theme of the
nothing than showing Tom and Nicole with their laundry off?
He would be at least sympathetic.
I just.
To a Scientology perspective. You know my background and
absolutely
research and stuff like that. It wasn't really so lame. I did.
Chrisman, who was in Scientology for 30 years, and
some of the things that I
actually was much higher up in it than I
heard is that they
was says explicitly
they actually revealed certain things that they weren't supposed to. And that
Scientology is a Truman Show. When you're inside of it,
well, the whole
you cannot see
the whole
that whole okay, that it is a false, manipulated
structure.
And you are only seeing what you
Eyes Wide Shut was dealing with, and we're
being shown.
The thing, getting way off the subject here, but the whole structure was probably a takeoff on. I really picked in on this. If you ever get a chance, rent it. The Bohemian Grove, and there's a tremendous picture of a certain.
Oh yeah, well I mean if you, but you, what was that? What was the movie that laid that down? The Bohemian Grove is this place where it's, I think it's Travolta made, and he played the evil. That and there's the solstice in the summertime, right? Where
Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, everybody meets in that.
Terrible movie. But
George W. goes to that. Or did Battlefield Earth a Ron Hubbard novel?
It's supposed to be, they're supposed to be the high echelon.
Yes.
I'd explain to the audience. But the neat thing about the church, I'm going to come back to, because, Tommy, you hang on for a second. Oh. Who knows? Battlefield Earth was this. Michael, if you would take one of the great flops, maybe one of the finite here, and then, and two flops Travolta has ever had. Actually, with the question coming up, but it's the Scientology story. Who controls it? I mean, obviously, if the world is run by the big drug,
kind of an analog
companies and the psychiatrist
to the Scientology story. It isn't directly, but he certainly throws in a lot of catchphrases.
And my understanding of reading, or what Lawrence Wollersheim allowed me to read, that the control,
for instance, the aliens, the
evil issues, who controls everything?
Evil aliens are cyclos, which of course equates to psychiatrists or psych.
I think that's kind of what Tom the Caller is trying to get to. And absolutely.
So
talk about that part of this when we get back. Tom, thanks, man. It was a good call.
Okay.
Everybody hang.
Definitely written around a story to depopularize.
On 630 KHOW, one-time Scientologist Michael, and this is his
demonized psychiatrist.
Great guest. Michael Tilsey is with us. Him back.
One of the things that's very interesting is getting off.
Hang on, just everybody hang on just a second.
Into this thing of talking about psychiatry.
All right, let's see. Take him out, and then you call him. All right, let's go back to.
Instead of talking about Scientology.
Right.
We're talking about Scientology. We're talking about the evils and dangers of Scientology.
Ooh, Keith. Keith in Canada. Where in Canada are you, Keith?
Brantford.
I know.
It's in Ontario. And the evils and dangers, because they lie to you. They don't tell you what's going on. 100 kilometers from Toronto. They don't tell you how Hubbard died.
Tell me about Scientology and yourself.
Well, I've protested them for 10 years now. They don't tell you that Hubbard was a bigamist. They don't tell you that Hubbard was a lifelong drug user. And I got in trouble almost 10 years. They don't tell you that he was removed from years ago because I found on the Internet one of their documents called Knots 34, which is about the illegal practice of every command he had when he was in the Navy. Just so many things. Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I oppose that they don't tell you that makes science it. And I was successfully sued for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 2000, I was down Prology, a complete fraud from the get-go. It doesn't matter what their silly beliefs are.
Another movie I'd like.
Protesting the two women that they killed that year at their main base down in near Hemet,
right.
California.
I think we have Michael back. Michael, can you hear me?
I could comment on just briefly that has a similar theme, Matrix.
Right. Actually, a lot of Scientologists liked the. I can hear you.
All right, Michael, we have Keith calling from Canada. You can just listen in now if you would. Keith, go ahead. You talked about killing people?
Yeah, Matrix, because they thought it seemed to be kind of the part of the mindset of Scientologists is that
there was two people that were murdered down there by what's called depraved indifference. They were running way back in the past. We all, as spiritual beings, created this universe, and that this universe is kind of an imaginary
construction machinery on a road at 9:30 at night on one of the cases. And the other cases, they sent a young woman into a hot transformer. Reality is
an imaginary reality. It doesn't have any factual substance to it.
Vanilla Sky, another Tom Cruise movie.
Bolt. She got across the wires and was burned beyond recognition. But that's the kind of thing that happens in a cult where they have.
Yes, very like that.
Here's one, and this is a.
Yeah, when I saw Vanilla Sky, and I saw it on HBO,
just no appreciation whatsoever of the danger that they're putting people in. They
immediately thought of Scientology.
Exactly. My point here is that even though
kill an awful lot of people by medical, and
people aren't maybe card-carrying members, that somehow
misadventures.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of cases. For example, one woman who was
associated, or for some reason they are promoting, who was fame conditioning ideas. Here's one.
On this Knott's auditing in place of proper treatment for...
And, there's a lot of rumors going around, and as you know even...
Lyme disease of all things.
Even the Nazis, once they took over, they started...
There's a big declaration about that on the Internet, if you go looking for it.
Because of limited time...
Persecuting and having wars with other occult...
Here. You say you're a refugee. What does that mean?
Well, I was convicted of interfering with the religion because I was picketing down there in an interesting trial. I was not permitted to speak at my own trial. Through
the ground groups, some secret forms of Masons, Rudolf Steiner, yep. That type of thing. And then
what's called motions in limine. In fact, I was told by my lawyer that if I opened my mouth, I'd be put in jail right then.
This is in the U.S. or in Canada?
It was in Hemet, California. It's about 70 miles to the west.
These type of wars go on all the time. There's a lot of rumors going around, and maybe that's...
Of Los Angeles.
Michael, are you aware of this story?
I am somewhat aware of Keith's story.
Well, they are, but when Kubrick made Eyes Wide Shut, do you know if Kubrick...
California does not go after the Church of Scientology. I even had a letter from...
Was involved in Scientology at all?
I don't think that he was. I've never heard that he was Attorney General saying that they couldn't because it was a religion.
Yeah, I know.
But what they do is they don't differentiate between involved in Scientology.
And that was a lame movie. After all the hype, and it gets on the cover of Time magazine.
The fraud and the actual criminal activity that goes on under the guise of Scientology and the silly beliefs.
Real.
You thought Eyes Wide Shut was lame?
No.
Really?
I thought it was lame. I mean, I thought it had absolutely... Quick, Keith, what is your take on Tom Cruise? What's your take on all of this Hollywood story, parts of this?
Oh.
Nothing than showing... Tom and Nicole with their laundry off. I mean, I just...
Well, yeah, but Pete,
I've joked about being insanely jealous.
You know my background in
Tom Cruise. Not because of his money or his fame, but because he's been doing a better job of taking
research and stuff like that. It wasn't really so lame. Some of the things that I've...
Scientology down and I've done in 10 years.
That's a great line. God, that's funny.
Is that they actually revealed certain things that they weren't supposed to, and that
for instance,
anyway. If anybody wants to look it up, there's tons of stuff on the net. If you go looking for
the whole,
you know, this case and
the whole that whole occult structure that Eyes Wide Shut was dealing with, and we're getting way off the subject here, but the whole structure was probably a takeoff on
that I got into down
as we come to the end of the hour.
Sure.
What
the Bohemian Grove and
come to Michael first. Michael, you would like our audience, particularly
certain.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, if you could lay that down. The Bohemian Grove is this place where it's. I think it's important to know. With all this attention, you can bet people young kids at the solstice in the summertime, right? Where kids, particularly with the film and everything, are going to be. Everybody meets in that. George W. goes to that, or Dick Vaughan does this. What is the one thing...
They're supposed to be the high echelon.
What would like parents to know about Scientology? The neat thing about the church, I'm going to come back to...
Lisa Claus for me.
Michael, who knows... Michael, if you would take... say again?
Lisa Claus.
...in it here, and then...
Claus. When they...
Actually, with the question coming up...
When they killed Lisa McPherson...
Who controls it? I mean, obviously...
And down in...
if the world is run by the big drug
in Florida, what they did is they came out with a pseudo
companies and the psychiatrist and my understanding of reading or what's able
contract that they make Scientologists some
world Wallersheim allowed me
now
the billion year or whatever read that the controls
no. What
not the billion year issues who controls everything contract
no this one. Is this
I think that's kind of what Tom, the caller, is trying to get to. And
in order to get signed...
Talk about that part of this when we get back.
Scientology services, you now have to sign the pseudo-contract that basically...
Thanks, man. That was a good call.
Okay.
Everybody hang on. 630-KHOW, one-time Scientologist, Michael, and this is...
...says that Scientology can lock you in a room away from...
A great guest. Michael Tilsey is...
...friends, family, and legal representation.
...him back. Hang on. Just everybody hang on just a second.
And they treat you according to Scientology until they think you're...
All right. Let's see. Take him out, and then you call...
In Lisa McPherson's case, it resulted in her death.
All right. Let's go back to Keith. Keith in Canada. Where... So that's one thing you want. Canada are you, Keith?
Brantford.
I know...
It's in Ontario, but...
Parents know what...
I want people to know that. I want people to know that they need to edge 100 kilometers from Toronto.
Tell me about Scientology and yourself.
...educate themselves, number one, into what Scientology... Well, I've protested is, but they also need to make them for 10 years now, sure that their children get educated into what frauds are, what... And I got in trouble almost 10 years ago because I found on the Internet confidence games are of their documents called Knots 30, because that essentially is what Science 4, which is about the illegal practice of Scientology, is. It's a confidence game. It's medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I post fraud. They lie to you. They don't test it. And I was successfully sued for doing that. Mm-hmm. Tell you the things you need to know. And if you then in 2000, I was down, knew those things, you'd never get involved. Also, if they have family testing, the two women that they killed that year at their main family members in Scientology, based down in near Hemet,
right.
California. What they need to do is become educated.
I think we have Michael back. Michael, can you hear me?
Themselves, and they need to make sure that they maintain their communication. I can hear you.
All right, Michael, we have Keith calling from Canada. You can just
in line with the person who's in.
Let's listen in now, if you would. Keith, go ahead.
Scientology, they need to be respected.
You talked about killing people?
Yeah, full and supportive, not necessarily. There was two people that were telling them all about Xenu and all those things, murdered down there by what's called depraved indifference. They need to give, they were running their loved one the respect and construction machinery on a road at 9:30 at night. On a place to be where they can actually examine one of the cases, and the other cases they examine Scientology for themselves and a young woman into a hot transformer and have access to the information that they need to know about it. Well, she got across the wires and was burned beyond recognition without being necessarily but that's the kind of thing confrontational, because when you confront that happens in a cult where they have a Scientologist with these things, a lot of times they just turn off. They become just no appreciation whatsoever of the danger that they're putting, and they do not bring people in. They allow themselves to actually examine an awful lot of people by medical and the things that they know are wrong with it.
To Keith, what would you like parents to know?
Misadventures.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of cases. Well, cults, and for example, one woman who was drugs, operate the same who was brain reward circuits. One of the reasons Scientology hates this Knots auditing in psychological people is that they're now in the place of proper treatment for coming up with an understanding of what makes all cults work. Lyme disease of all things.
Yeah.
And if people are interested in it, there's a big declaration about that on the Internet if you go looking for it.
Because of limited time.
Academic level paper on this put sex, drugs, cults in.
And there was a great book called Snapping. You guys remember? You say you were a... Remember that book?
Oh, yeah. I read it years ago.
Sure. Refugee. What does that mean?
Well, I was convicted of...
Oh. All right, listen. I got to put you both on hold.
Interfering with the religion because I was picking...
Do a quick goodbye. Hang on. Open lines. Showing up.
Ended up...
down there in an interesting trial.
Exploding with a nuclear bomb.
So not permitted to speak at my own trial. Through
in a volcano. in the...
What's called motions in limine. In fact,
the spirits... The blown apart spirits of all these space aliens that were.
I was told by my lawyer that if I opened my mouth,
populating the Earth, attached themselves,
I'd be put in jail right then.
This is in the U.S. or in Canada?
It was in Hemet.
Health to the bodies of humans.
California. It's about 70 miles to the west.
Those are the body Thetans.
Yes.
And the 75 million years ago.
Or east, rather, of Los Angeles.
Where the Xenos war.
Angeles.
Michael, are you aware of this story?
I am somewhat aware of Keith's story.
Mm-hmm. takes place, that's the beginning of Scientology, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And she claimed to be an OT-8, which she probably paid.
California.
But how much money do you think she paid to get?
Does not go after the Church of Scientology. I even had a letter from...
If, in fact, she's telling the truth.
Between $300,000 and $400,000.
All right, now, for her to say that... And
Attorney General saying that they couldn't because...
Not know who Xenu is. Is she lying?
It was a religion.
Yeah, I know.
But what they do is they don't differentiate between the fraud and the actual criminal act.
Hang on 630 KHW.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, if you get a Christian...
Activity that goes on under the guise of...
You say, who is Jesus, they'll tell you.
Scientology and the silly beliefs.
Real quick, Keith... If you get an Islamic practicer of Islam, you say, who was Muhammad? They'll tell you. What is your take on Tom Cruise? What's your take? If you get someone who practices Hebrew faith, say, who was Moses? They'll tell you. On all of this Hollywood story, parts of this.
Oh, I've joked about being insanely jealous.
Ask Kate. Hey, who's Xenu? I never heard of that.
Yes, and it starts very early.
Over Tom Cruise. Not because...
One of the first the training routines is there's TRL, which is...
Of his money or his fame, but because he's been doing a better job of taking Scientology down than I've done in 10 years.
Lying.
Yeah, divine deception.
That's unfortunate that, you know, doing these types of things over a long period of time becomes second nature.
That's a great line. Yeah, that's funny. And I was talking about this book called Crazy for God. This guy was in the moon.
Anyway, if anybody wants,
church and wrote, and in the Moonies they called it.
Look it up. There's tons of stuff on the net.
Divine deception. You can lie to anybody.
You go looking for this case and
except the people in the church.
Yes.
And these people
that I got into right, down
as
there.
We come to the end, dealing with Scientologists since I the hour. No, Lawrence Schultz. What? Waller, come to Michael first. Michael, what is it you would like our audience, particularly Prime, who hit me to reading all the stuff about them,
mm-hmm.
to know with it all? And that's what they do. They lie. This attention, you can bet people, young kids, particularly with the film and everything, are going to be. What you say? And let me ask you the question on to this. What is the one thing? Why is the volcano on the cover of Dianetics?
That is supposed to...
Would like parents to know about Scientology.
To restimulate people.
Yeah.
Lisa Claus for me.
Say again?
Lisa Claus.
Because whether they know it or not, Scientology teaches...
When they...
Which is that they... The picture is to restimulate...
When they killed Lisa McPherson...
These bad... What were... Bad,
down in Florida... What they did is they came out with a pseudo...
Memories are the Thetans in your body.
And where did the Thetans... When the Thetans... When... Here's the deals. When...
Contract that they make Scientologists...
The overpopulation...
Right now.
The billion year or whatever it is?
No. What?
Not the billion year contract?
No. This is...
Paralyzing these people. And he brought them to Earth. And he put them down into what?
In order to get... Scientology services, you now have to sign this pseudo-contract that basically
put them down into meat bodies.
Yeah, but he put them first, then they brought them up in a volcano.
Yes.
And then they dropped the H-bombs on the volcano.
As that Scientology can lock you in a room away from friends, family, and legal representation.
Volcanoes?
Mm-hmm.
And treat you according to...
the souls of these people.
Oh, yes, the souls of the...
Scientology until they think you're done. In Lisa McPherson's case,
space aliens.
Yes, and that's what's in me.
It resulted in her death.
And in you.
Yes, correct.
And that's, that's one thing you want, why the volcano's on the cover.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's a class. Parents know what.
I want people to know that. I want people to know that they need to educate.
Yes.
Why is the volcano? I don't.
Educate themselves, number one, into what Scientology.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
She is. But they also need to make...
The best thing that people could do is go and read on the Internet almost all of the information.
Sure that their children get educated into what frauds are, what...
Use Google search engine.
Uh-huh.
Confidence games are.
Some of the websites.
Because that...
Sites that were mentioned previously.
Essentially is what science...
And do know that while Tom Cruise is being cited for...
Technology is, it's a confidence game. It's a fraud. They lie to you. They don't tell...
...behavior. A lot of this stuff is...
...tell you the things you need to know. And if you...
funny to people, but there's a lot of serious and dangerous...
...knew those things, you'd never get involved.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Vitamins do not... You know, vitamins are great and... Yeah.
Also, if they have family members in Scientology, what they need to do is become educated...
...or there are many therapies that are, you know, being tested and tried and true...
...themselves, and they need to make sure that they...
But you also need to see that the statements that are being made
maintain their communication line with the person who's in Scientology. They need to be respectful and supportive.
To put people in potential,
not necessarily
potential danger. And I leave you with the story of a young person in their 20s in New York who a few years ago
told them all about Xenu and all those things. But they need to give their loved one the respect and
because he had schizophrenia and because his parents were Scientology auditors who believed did
place to be where they can actually examine
the disbelief of psychiatry,
examine Scientology for themselves and have access to the information that they need to know about it.
They did not treat him, and on L. Ron Hubbard's birthday a couple years back, he killed his mother by stabbing
without being necessarily
her 77 times. Jeremy,
confrontational, because when you confront a Scientologist with these things, a lot of times they just turn off. They become self.
Perkins, you should look that up on the internet.
No, I know. I've heard that horrible story. Hey,
they treated
him
with vitamins.
You're cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Answering, and they do not.
Line open. That was great.
Allow themselves to actually examine the things that they know are wrong with it.
Who's Xenu? I don't know. That's like asking a Christian, who's Jesus Christ? And I'm saying, I have no idea. Keith, what would you like parents to know?
Well, cults and
are asking a practicer of Islam.
Drugs operate the same brain reward circuits. One of the reasons.
Who's Muhammad? I don't know. You're making that up. Get a grip. Hang on. That's why Tom Cruise is goofy.
Scientology hates the psychological people is that they're now coming up with an understanding of what makes all cults work.
Stay here. It's K-How. And you can go to Lerma, L-E-R-M-A, L-E-R-M-A.com. Piece of blue sky, and there's just... Yeah.
And if people are interested in an academic-level paper on this, put sex, drugs, cults in...
And there's tons of stuff out there. And there was a great book called Snapping. You guys, for those of you who were listening to that caller, that's... I mean, after a while, you just have to... Remember that book?
Oh, yeah. Read it years ago.
Oh. All right, listen, I got to put you both on hold, and we'll do a quick goodbye. Hang on, open lines, showing up.
Ended up...
You have to pressure people, and you have to bang on them. And it wasn't going to happen with those folks, was it? In
exploding with a nuclear bomb.
Colorado, this is Cynthia.
I'm in a volcano, and the spirits, the blown apart spirits of all these space aliens that were...
Hey, you're on the show.
Okay, Peter, great show.
Thanks.
And the reason I'm calling...
We're populating the Earth, attached themselves to the bodies of humans.
And those are the body thetans.
Yes.
And this
is, I haven't thought about Scientology.
25 million years ago...
For an awfully long time. There was a situation up here in Greeley. I was a person who...
Where the Xenu's War takes place, that's the beginning of Scientology, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And she claimed to be...
I myself was...
An OT-8, which she probably paid...
...recruited into Scientology. And we could see really quickly that what they do is they...
But how much money do you think she paid to get there, if in fact she's telling the truth?
Between $300,000 and $400,000.
All right, now,
through pseudoscience and...
For her to say that and...
Pseudo-religion to prey upon anyone who's, say, a disillusioned college student just looking for answers.
Oh, yeah. Not know who Xenu is she lying on 630KHW?
Yes.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, if you get a Christian...
And what happened up here happened to a friend of mine. And this is documented, the father...
You say, who is Jesus, they'll tell you. Mm-hmm. If you get an Islamic practicer of Islam, you say, who was Muhammad, they'll tell you.
Looked for his daughter.
If you get someone who practices Hebrew...
That's Susan Meisner.
I know who this guy is.
Well, for 6 years that I know of, she...
Afraid, say, who is Moses, they'll tell you. Mm-hmm. Ask Kate, hey, who's Xenu? I never heard of that.
Yes, and it starts very early.
If you're aware of this story, I'll just try to capitalize it very quickly for your listening audience. Susan was...
One of the first the training routines is there's TRL, which is lying.
Yeah, you have divine deception.
That's unfortunate that, you know, doing
a shot at close range on the yacht that was the L. Ron...
These types of things over a long period of time.
Hubbard yacht in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Become second nature.
They just and I was talking about this book called Crazy for God. This guy was in the moonship. That's right. They had the boats. They still do.
Well, the listening audience should know that there are a couple.
Church wrote, and in the Moonies they called it
three things going on.
Divine deception. You can lie to anybody except the people in the church.
Yes.
And these people.
This Scientology cult that should be really, really considered. One is, I was actually...
I've been dealing with Scientologists since I...
practicing law out in Los Angeles. And
I know Lawrence Wollersheim, who hit me to reading all the stuff about them.
Mm-hmm. Would see, in the last 10 years, the wealth that has been amassed by Scientology in just their acquisition of real estate.
And that's what they do. They lie. As soon as you say, and let me ask you the question, why is the volcano on the cover of Dianetics?
That is supposed to date and cash that is not accounted for through anything, and then they go to, under the non-payment of tax exemption
to
re-stimulate people, because whether they know it or not, Scientology teaches that they the picture is to re-stimulate.
Church thing.
Church, right.
Sure, of course.
Now, back to Susan Meisner. There as long as they could, these bad... what were bad memories are the thetans in your body.
And where did the thetans, when the thetans, when, here's the deals, when...
keep the yachts beyond a 12-mile limit,
right,
or whatever is the mile limit.
Can't come
they're,
on.
They're at the high sea.
The overpopulation by paralyzing these people, and he brought them to Earth, and he put them down into what?
Seas, and not subject to jurisdiction.
Very true.
Mr. Meisner tried to get anybody...
I actually met him, Cynthia, years ago when I first got onto Scientology.
He put them down into meat bodies.
Yeah, and but he put them first. Then they brought them up in a volcano.
Yes.
And then they put dropped the H-bombs on the volcano.
Then I wish you could speak to this a little bit, because people need to understand that at that point, there was a point in time when...
volcanoes?
Mm-hmm.
And then out of these came the souls of these people.
Oh, yes, the souls of the dead space aliens.
Yes, and that's what's in me.
No one knew whether or not Hubbard was still alive or not.
I remember I asked that woman. I said, is he still alive? Because... there are people that believe in the in this and in you.
Yes, correct.
And that's why the volcano's on the cover.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's a class false thought system that, and I asked this of Arnie Lermer this morning. He said, yeah, there's still some people that like.
Yes.
Why is the volcano? I don't think that Hubbard's not dead.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
The best thing that people could do is go and read on the internet almost all of the information. Well, here was the point. If we believe that this thing was being run by lieutenants. Use Google search engine.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to know. Right now, there are some of the websites that were mentioned previously, and do know that while Tom Cruise is being cited for such a lack of accountability on the wealth that has been amassed, the amount of money and power and control, genetic behavior, a lot of this stuff is being run by this. It's funny to people, but there's a lot of serious and dangerous issues. Yeah,
absolutely.
Vitamins do not, you know, vitamins are great and pseudo-religion. That this church is not accountable. There are many therapies that are for the murder of Susan, you know, being tested and tried and true. But you also need to see that the statements that are being made, Meisner, as long as they can stay away from jurisdictions, and they will go after, could put people in potential danger, anyone, tooth and nail. And I leave you with the story of a young person in their 20s in New York who a few years ago, if there is some sort of aspersion cast, in other words...
No, I've been through it. I mean, it's...
Because he had schizophrenia and because his parents were Scientology auditors... who believed...
when I got in, this is how this all began.
The disbelief of psychiatry.
Right. We're talking about Scientology, 303-713-8255. The one Scientologist who did call this morning...
they did not treat him, and on L. Ron Hubbard's birthday he killed his mother by stabbing her 77 times.
Yeah.
Jeremy...
a little bit ago, and you could just see it in action. May try and make you out to be the bad guy.
Exactly.
And in fact, everything that I said is absolutely...
Perkins, you should look that up on the internet.
No, I know. I've heard that horrible story. Hey,
they
Marie,
treated him with vitamins.
You're cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
We have a line open. That was great. What they believe. And when I kept coming back, who's Xenu? I've never heard of Xenu. That's like asking a Christian, what about Christ? I never heard of Christ. I mean, who's Xenu? I don't know. That's like asking a Christian, who's Jesus Christ? And then I'm saying, I have no idea. Or asking a practicer of Islam, who's the center of it.
And well, just let's capitalize this, and I'll get off the line.
No, but I'm going to come back. Who's Muhammad? I don't know. You're making a circle, but a guy named Lawrence. Shut up. Get a grip. Hang on. That's why Tom Cruise is goofy. Stay here. It's K-Hal. And you're Wollersheim. I don't know if you're hip to Wollersheim or not, but he was up in Boulder, and his house got raided. And can go to Lerma. Somehow, and it happened, L-E-R-M-A. The other fellow, too, Arnie, LERMA.com. Piece of blue sky, and there's just Lermer. It happened to him. The church at one time was able to convince the feds that this was tons of stuff out there. And for those of you who were copyrighted material, intellectual listening to that caller, that's, I mean, after a while, you just have to, you know, the stuff that War Churchill does.
Yes.
And the feds actually raid this guy's house in Boulder. And this was, have to pressure people and have to bang on them. And it wasn't going to happen. A number of years ago, I forget where I was working at the time, happened with those folks, was it? In Greeley, Colorado, this is Cynthia. He called me and he said, I need your aid. I need to get my Cynthia, you're on the show.
Peter, great show.
Thanks. Story out. And I said, well, I called him and I talked.
And the reason I'm calling is I haven't thought about Scientology.
And he said, he was like in the top 10 ranking members of the church. And he,
for an awfully long time. There was a situation up here.
He had lived in California. They have a...
Greeley. I was a person who was... I myself was...
compound out in the desert. I mean, he had all these just bizarre stories. And I'm listening to this stuff, and I'm going, come on. And he said, no...
recruited into Scientology. And,
oh, this is all true. So...
We could see really quickly that what they do is they appeal through pseudoscience. And
I'm trying to come to the conclusion and turn it up. That's how I got turned on to it. So when I had him on the radio show, he muled me.
Pseudo-religion to prey upon anyone who's, say, a disillusioned college student just looking for answers.
Oh, yeah.
And what happened up here?
A stack of, you want to call it their theology or their beliefs.
Happened to a friend of mine. And...
and this has got to be...
this is documented. The father looked for his daughter...
15 years ago. And...
that's Susan Meisner.
I know who... and we championed him, and eventually he was given back... all the guy is.
Well, for...
materials were given back to him, and...
6 years that I know of. She was... if you're aware of the story...
He was literally in fear of his life.
Yes.
And
that
is
the point.
Yeah. And, you know, and... and the Scientologists would then call up, and they'd say things. And I would ask them those questions like, you know, why is the volcano on the cover of the book, and who's Xenu?
Now, I'll just try to capitalize it very quickly for your listening audience. Susan was shot at close...
and they would do exactly what that woman did. They'd laugh, and that's why I was parodying her laugh, is, you know, that's their response, then trying to laugh at
range on the...
you. And the fact of the matter is... on
the yacht... that was the L. Ron Hubbard yacht in the Mediterranean.
That's true.
Well, what is rather frightening to the people like me is that...
that's right. They had the boats. They still do.
The listening audience should know that there are a couple of intents and purposes. I'm going to even leave Tom Cruise aside for a second. John Travolta, three things going on, appears like a rational person, this Scientology cult that should be really, really considered. You'd have to be able to be a pilot of your own aircraft.
Oh, yeah, no.
Those kind of things.
Yeah.
And how in the world these people have... one is, I was actually practicing law out in Los Angeles and gotten pulled in. Well, is nearly beyond... would see...
well, with Cruise, I think it's totally different than with Travolta. I think they got Travolta.
In the last 10 years, the wealth that has been amassed by Scientology...
I think Cruise is a willing participant.
In just their acquisition of real
estate. I think, you know, and this is what, you know, the people that...
state and cash that is not accounted for through anything, and then they go under the non-payment of tax exemption.
When they go to know about it, talk about, with like Arnie and Michael, that when you go in to get audited, they get into the worst parts of your life, church thing.
A church, right?
Sure, of course.
Now, back to Susan Meisner.
They hold that as a lever.
I believe that's true.
And we were talking about Michael Jackson's, quote, marriage to Lisa Marie. Lisa Marie's a Scientologist.
As long as they could keep the yachts beyond a 12-mile limit,
right,
or whatever is the...
and Michael and Arnie both agreed. That was a setup. Here's Michael Jackson, clearly a pedophile.
Limit.
Can't come on.
They're at the high seas,
right,
and not subject to jurisdiction.
Very true.
Mr. Meisner tried to get anybody.
I actually met him since a while, and he needed a beard. And the church told her, be his beard and try and lure him in. Because if Michael Jackson would have become a Scientologist years ago when I first got onto Scientology.
Then I wish you could speak to this a little bit, because people...
just, my God, think of all the young kids who would have come in.
Well, It's absolutely true. Peter, you're doing a tremendous job.
Well, yeah.
And all people need to understand that at that point, there was a point in time when no one knew whether or not Hubbard was still alive or not.
I remember I asked a woman. I said,
what I'd really like to do is say that the listening audience should be aware that on the yachts, on the high...
still alive, because there are people that believe in this goofball thought system that... And I asked this of Arnie.
Steve, Mr. Meisner was able to document that they were conducting a slave trade.
Sure.
In these...
Lerner this morning, he said, yeah, there's still some people that believe that Hubbard's not dead.
Young college girl. Well, here was the point. It's from middle America. Just, I mean, heart and soul of the United States. If we believe that this is States and... The thing was being run by lieutenants. Mm-hmm. It's hard to know. Right now, they're
way behind. One of the things that Hubbard did with
such a lack of accountability on the...
They called them his messengers. And when Hubbard was alive, they were his...
wealth that has been amassed.
Mm-hmm.
The
his handmaidens. Thanks, Cynth.
Amount of money and power and control.
Thanks.
Murder is murder.
Indeed.
That is being run by this pseudo-religion.
Mm-hmm. It's 24 before the hour. Hang on, it's KHOW Radio.
KHOW.
20 before the hour, right back to the calls.
That this church is not accountable.
This is Mark who told Greg.
For the murder of Susan.
Psychologist Mark, good morning.
Eisner.
Good morning.
As long as they can stay away from...
You're on the air.
Okay. I just like to say...
jurisdictions, and they will go after...
That you have a very bigoted program.
For anyone, tooth and nail.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If there is...
The point of the matter...
sort of aspersion cast. In other words...
Basically, you're confusing...
No, I've been through it. I mean, it's... when I got in... this is how this all began.
It's fiction with religion.
All right, tell me the difference between Scientology and what we said this morning.
Well, the thing is that Scientology...
We're talking about Scientology, 303-713-8255. The one Scientologist who did call this morning...
It basically means knowing how to know.
A little bit ago, and you could just see it and understand that.
And if you read the book Dianetics, you'll find out that
I did. Tell me about Xenu.
I have no
question. May try and make you out to be the bad guy.
Idea about the
you're a liar.
You know,
Mark, you're lying.
Exactly.
And in fact, everything that I said is absolutely what they believe. And when I kept coming to me,
you're lying to me. You're just a religious bigot.
I'm an SP, aren't I?
Well, I have no idea if you are or not.
What? Who's Xenu? I've never heard of Xenu. That's like asking a Christian, what about Christ? I never heard of Christ. I mean, tell the audience what Xenu is, the center of it. Mark, tell the audience what an SP is.
SP is a suppressive person.
And am I one of them?
I would think so myself.
Okay, tell me about Xenu.
Just let's capitalize this, and I'll get off the line.
No, but I'm going to come back full circle. But a guy named Lauren...
The thing I don't know about Xenu, but I tell you...
It's Wallersheim. I don't know if you're hip to Wallersheim. You're a liar, Mark. You know about... What level are you?
Let me ask you this.
Mark, what level are you?
Let me ask
what
you...
What level are you,
let
Mark?
Me ask
Mark
you this.
Not. But he was up in Boulder, and his house got raided. And somehow, and it happened to the other fellow, too, Arnie. What OT are you? Lerner, it happened to him.
When you were on the air, and you were saying that we were killing people and doing those things.
Mark,
you're just basically a liar.
The church at one time was able to convince the feds that this was copyrighted material, intellectual truth.
You're a religious bigot.
Oh, thank you. Now, the stuff that War Churchill does.
Yes.
What OT are you, Mark?
You are a religious bigot.
Is that an answer? I've answered your questions.
Well, no, you haven't.
I got two. And the feds actually raided this guy's house in Boulder. And this was a number of years ago. I forget where I was working at the time.
You haven't said that. Why is hate speech allowed on your radio show?
But he called me, and he said, I need to answer a question. Who is Xenu? Your aide. I need to get my...
Well, the point of the matter is...
Why is the volcano in the quarry out? And I said, I called him, and I talked to him of your book.
The question is...
What OT level are you, Mark?
The question is...
To him, and he said, he was like the in the top 10 ranking member.
Is this?
Yeah, what is the question, Mark? Church. And
how come?
Yes,
a free society
was living in. He had lived in California. They have a
path. Where religious bigotry and hate laws exist.
There nobody's compound out in the desert. I mean, he had all these just bizarre stories, and I'm listening to this stuff, and I'm assuming
have the ability
Mark,
to speak.
Come on, and he said, "No, this is all true." So, and a lie. Sue me that I've said a lie this morning.
Oh, you have said
many
lies.
What's my lie?
I'm
trying to come to the conclusion and turn it up. That's why I got turned on to it. So when I had him on the radio show, he muled me.
You said that there was murder, first of all.
No, a stack. Yeah. That. Caller said that, not me. Caller said that. What have I said, Mark? What have I said? Of, you want to call it their theology or their beliefs. And this has got to be...
I haven't listened to your entire program.
All right, what's our 18 years ago? And who's
your,
Xenu?
Your lies about
who's
the
Xenu?
Scientology.
Xenu, who's Xenu?
What's a thing?
And we championed him, and eventually he was given back, all the materials were given back to him, and,
yeah.
And what's a body thetan?
I have no
idea. And he was literally in fear of his life.
Idea.
You're a liar, Mark. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, David in Fort Collins. David, you're on the show. Good morning.
Yes,
and,
that is the point.
Yeah, and you know, and the Scientologists would then come.
Good morning, Peter.
And they'd say things, and I would ask, you are a Scientologist, not a Scientologist?
Well, I'm fallen.
You're a fallen Scientologist. From those questions, like, you know, why is the volcano on the cover of the book, and who's Xenu, and they would do exactly what that woman did.
Well, yes, I've fallen away, and
right. They'd laugh. And that's why I was pivoted. Who's Xenu?
Well, I'm not in good standing.
Who's Xenu?
Well, I'm not OT3.
Okay. Hurting her laugh is, you know, that's their response than trying to laugh at you.
I didn't even go clear.
What's a body do? And the fact of the matter is, are they?
Well, you know, there's a lot, you know, a lot.
Why is the volcano on the cover, David? True.
Well, what is rather frightening to the people like me is that.
Why are you being so antagonistic?
To all other...
I'm not. I'm just trying to play off the other guy.
I know. But, you know, I greatly admire you.
Intents and purposes, I'm going to even leave Tom Cruise aside. For
even if you are an S.
Second. John Travolta otherwise appears like a rational person.
An SP. That's their standard. Anybody that talks of the truth about them now becomes what they call an
S. You'd have to be able to be a pilot of your own aircraft.
Oh, yeah, no.
Those kind of...
SP.
Well, I can think.
Yeah. And how in the world these people have gotten pulled in is nearly beyond.
I can think for myself, and I don't, you know, necessarily consider you as an SP because.
You know, consider me anything you want. It doesn't. Well, with Cruise, I think it's totally different than with Travolta.
Yeah, well, you're, you know.
I think they got Travolta. I think Cruise is a willing participant.
I mean, you're shedding light on something, and, you know, I mean, you know, publicity is good, and, you know, it's good to talk
for who?
About.
Who's a good participant? I think, you know, and this is what, you know, the people that were.
Well, it's good for the church.
Know about it, talk about, with like Arnie and Michael, that when you go in.
Good for you.
It's not good for the church.
Well, no, because, you know, it's creating a lot of confusion.
You get audited. They get into the worst parts of your life. Then they hold that as a lever. What have we said is confusing, Dave?
I believe that's true.
And we were talking.
Well, for one thing, when these, you know, when someone calls up, you get
about Michael Jackson's quote marriage to Lisa Marie. Lisa Marie's a Scientologist.
Guys aren't, you know, the communication.
And Michael and Arnie both agreed that was a setup. Trying to know. Here's Michael Jackson.
Communication cycle's all jacked up.
No, forget the communication cycle. I'm asking questions about their church, and they won't answer. Now, are you clearly a clear Christian fellow, David?
What?
You know, a pedophile. And he needed a beard, and the church told her. If I ask you, David, who's the Pope? If I ask you, David, who's Jesus Christ, or who's say, his beard, and try and lure him, Paul or Saint Peter, you would tell me, wouldn't you? Because if Michael Jackson would have become a Scientologist, my God, think of all the young kids who would have come in.
Well, it
absolutely.
All right, I asked two of these guys this morning, who's Xenu?
Well, see, what they are talking about it.
It's absolutely true. Peter, you're doing a tremendous job.
Well, yeah.
And also
because it's privileged and confident.
I'd really like to do is...
Rachel.
Well, David, about a minute ago you said you didn't know who it was.
To say that the listening audience...
I don't, but
well,
I
should be aware that on...
David,
you know,
David who's Xenu?
The yachts on the high seas, Mr.
What I'm saying to you, Peter... Is the reason why they aren't being forthcoming is because
Eisner was able to document that they were
confidential.
What's confidential?
Conducting a young,
not some clown 75, 80
slave trade.
Sure.
In these young college girls.
Million years ago, putting people in volcanoes. That's confidential?
To them it is.
Well,
from Middle America. Just, I mean, heart and soul of the United
States.
Isn't. That's achieved OT3 in the
United States. And.
All right, I'm way behind. One of the things that Hubbard did with, and you got to pay for that. How much do you pay? It's $400 an hour, isn't it?
Well, it's big money. It's definitely.
Right.
You
so,
know,
so 5 years
definitely.
And women, he called them his messengers, and when Hubbard was alive, they were his handmaidens. Thanks, Cynthia.
You know the carrot. You know you're
Come
getting.
On.
You know the
Thanks.
Murder is murder.
Indeed.
King's your carrots being dangled out there.
5 years later, $30,000. It's 24 before the hour. Hang on, it's KHOW Radio.
KHOW.
20 years later, these jokers find before the hour, right back to the calls. Not the Xenu, the Galactic Warlord. This is Mark who told Greg to put the volcano people down. Come on.
Well, the rationale is that...
Ecologist Mark, good morning. The rationale.
When you're, yeah, there is.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
Okay. I'd just like to say that you have a very...
Rationale is bigoted program. You, when you're getting something, you have to exchange something for it.
I can go... Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Archbishop and I have and said, give me books, text, and...
The point of the matter is basically you're confusing science fiction with religion.
All right, tell me the difference between Scientology and what we said this morning.
Well, the thing is that Scientology basically means knowing how to know.
I understand that.
And if you read the book Dianetics, you'll find out that I did.
Tell me about Xenu.
I have no idea about Xenu.
You're a liar. Mark, you're lying to me.
You're just a religious bigot.
I'm an SP, aren't I?
Well, I have no idea if you are or not.
Tell the audience what an SP is.
SP is a suppressive person.
And am I one of them?
I would think so myself.
Okay, tell me about Xenu.
The thing I don't know about Xenu, but I tell you.
You're
what,
a liar, Mark. You know about. What level are you?
Let me ask you this.
Mark, what level are you?
Let me ask
what
you.
What level are you,
let
Mark?
Me ask
Mark,
you
what OT are you?
If I were
OT
you
what?
And you were on the air
OT
and you were saying
what?
That we were killing people and doing
Mark,
those things,
Mark,
you're
oh,
just basically a liar.
Well, that's the truth,
you're
everybody.
You're a religious bigot.
Oh, thank you. Now, what OT are you, Mark?
You are a religious bigot.
Is that an answer? I've answered your questions.
Well, no, you
but
haven't.
You
haven't said that. Why is hate speech allowed on your radio show?
He won't answer a question. Who is Xenu?
Well, the point of the matter is...
Why is the volcano on the cover of your book?
The question is this.
What OT level are you, Mark?
The question is this.
Yeah, what is the question, Mark?
How come
yes.
in a free society
yeah.
where religious bigotry and hate laws
mm-hmm.
exist,
there
you
okay.
have the ability
Mark,
to speak in your
Mark,
radio
sue
freely...
Sue me that I've said a lie this morning.
Oh, you have said
or,
many
what's,
lies.
What's my lie?
Well, one, you said that there was murder, first of all.
No, caller
like
said that. Caller said that, not me. Caller said that. What have I said, Mark? What have I said?
Personally, I haven't listened to your entire program.
All right, what's, all right who's Xenu?
Your lies about
who's
the fact that Scientology.
Xenu, who's Xenu?
What's a Thetan?
What's a body Thetan?
I have no idea.
You're a liar, Mark. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, David in Fort Collins. David, you're on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
And you are a Scientologist, not a Scientologist.
Well, I'm fallen.
You're a fallen Scientologist.
I've fallen away. And,
all right. David, who's Xenu?
I'm not in good standing.
Who's Xenu?
Well, I'm not OT3.
Okay.
You know,
who's
didn't even go clear.
What's a body Thetan?
Well, you know, there's a lot. You know, a lot.
Why is the volcano on the cover, David?
Why are you being so antagonistic?
I'm not. I'm just trying to play off the other guy.
I know, but you know, I greatly admire you. Even if you are an SP.
An SP, that's their standard. Anybody that talks of the truth about them now becomes what they call an SP.
Well, I can think for myself, and I don't, you know, necessarily consider you as an SP. Because,
you know, consider me anything you want. It doesn't trouble me.
Yeah, well, you're shedding light on something, and, you know, I mean, you know, publicity is good, and, you know, it's good to talk
for who?
About.
Who's it good for?
Well, it's good for the church. It's good for you.
It's not good for the church.
Well, no, because, you know, it's creating a lot of confusion.
Well, what have we said is confusing, David?
Well, for one thing, when these, you know, when someone calls up,
mm-hmm.
You guys aren't, you know, the communication cycle's all jacked up.
No, forget the communication cycle. I'm asking questions about their church, and they won't answer. Now, are you a Christian fellow, David?
Well, I was very
If I ask you, David, who's the Pope? If I ask you, David, who's Jesus Christ, or who's St. Paul, or St. Peter, you would tell me, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
All right. I asked two of these guys this morning, who's Xenu?
Well, see, you know, why they are talking about it is because it's privileged and confidential.
Well, David, about a minute ago you said you didn't know who it was.
Well, I don't. But
well, then who's Xenu? David, who's Xenu?
What I'm saying to Peter is the reason why they aren't being forthcoming is because it's confidential.
What's confidential about some clown 75, 80 million years ago putting people in volcanoes? That's confidential?
To them it is.
Well, to me it isn't.
That's achieved OT3 and beyond.
Well, and you got to pay for that. How much do you pay? It's $400 an hour, isn't it?
Well, it's big money. It's definitely,
right.
You
so,
know,
so 5 years.
Definitely, you know, the carrot, you know, you're getting, you know, the carrot's being dangled out there.
5 years later, $30,000 later, these jokers find out that Xenu, the Galactic Warlord, put the volcano people down. Come on.
Well, the rationale is that...
There's no rationale.
Yeah, there is.
What
when
is it?
Well, the rationale is when you
when you're getting something, you have to exchange something for it.
I can go to the Archbishop, and I have, and said, give me books, text, and